16. Matthew 5, 1 through 16. I'll just give you a moment to get there. How many enjoyed the last 2 days? Beautiful 60-degree weather. Beautiful, beautiful. You notice a lot of people getting out, doing their yard, doing some yard work, doing some things. A lot of people getting out. It's the season to move. It's the season to move. Not only in the atmosphere, it's in the atmosphere. It's a season to move. How many have watched the news and seen the strikes on Iran? You see those? Great things are coming. Be prepared. Be prepared. Matthew 5, 1 through 16. And it says, and seeing the multitudes, he went up on a mountain. Hold on a second. I forgot to play a video. I want to play a video. This is just a quick video. I want you to watch this video. This is our own Logan. New video. In our church is doing things and working for God and just, it takes talent, it takes effort, dedication to do what he's doing and to let the world know, right? And that's what it's all about. It's just not for us. You ready? It's just not for us, but it's for the world. It's for the world to see that Jesus is Lord and he's King. Today we're going to talk about influence. And I love how people can influence people. Yeah. All right. There you go. There you go. Now you can drag it over. So the song is called You Made Me. You Made.
Must have been like to see you on no one like you. There's no one above you.
You are the risen King of Kings, my everlasting peace. There's no one like you. There's no one above you. Oh, 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 oh. You made the lame man walk. You made the mute man speak. You made the blind man see. You killed all disease. You calmed the storm.
So good, so good. They did a really great job. So the guy over at the bridge, it's Billy's son, I think, isn't it? That did the productions of that. Very, very good. Anybody recognize the lake? You recognize it? Lazy L, yeah. Isaac Walton, some of you might remember. Yeah, it was a different color, wasn't it? It wasn't brown, right? It looked blue. That was great. I don't know who fixed that up, but that looked good. Yeah. Yeah. So you got your Bibles open? It's exciting to see God move. I'm just telling you, it's exciting to see God move and what he's going to do through the music, what he's going to do through each and every one of you as you walk out in this the presence of the Lord. It's amazing. And so in Matthew 5:1-16, and they'll get to the words in just a moment, but I'm going to go ahead and go on. And seeing the multitudes, he went up on a mountain. And when he was seated, his disciples came to him. Then he opened up his mouth and he taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so they persecuted the prophets who were before you." Verse 13, it says, "You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? If it is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men, you are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father." Now just listen for a moment. I'm going to read it out of a different translation, and I just wanted you to listen, and this is going to be 5:3-16, and it says, "What happiness comes to you when you feel your spiritual poverty, when you feel spiritual poverty? For yours is the realm of heaven's kingdom. What delight comes to you when you wait upon the Lord? For you will find what you long for. What blessings comes to you when gentleness lives in you? For you inherit the earth. How enriched are you when you crave righteousness, for you will be satisfied. How blessed you are when you demonstrate tender mercy, for tender mercy will be demonstrated to you. What bliss you experience when your heart is pure. For then your eyes will be open to see more and more of God. How joyful you are when you make peace. For then you will be recognized as a true child of God. How enriched you are when persecuted for doing what is right. For then you will experience the realm of kingdoms, of heaven's kingdom. How blessed are you when people assault and persecute you and speak all kinds of evil, cruel lies about you because of your love for me. Then in verse 13 it goes, your lives are like salt among people. But if you, like salt, become bland, how can your saltiness be restored? Flavorless salt is good for nothing and will be thrown out and trampled by others. Your lives light up the world, for how can you hide a city that stands on a hilltop? And how would you light a lamp and then hide it in an obscure place? Instead, it's placed where everyone in the house can benefit from its light. So don't hide your light. Let it shine brightly before others, so that your commendable works will shine as light upon them, and then they will give their praise to your Father in heaven. The title of the message today is What Are You Influenced By? What are you influenced by? How many are influenced? Anybody here influenced? What influences you? Anything and everything? Right? How many watch the Super Bowl? Oh, wow. We got a few. But here's what you will see. If you watch any TV, you will see the ads of the Super Bowl. What are those ads for? To influence you to buy their product, right? We know that Bud Light had an issue when they had a transgender person trying to influence people to buy, the transgender people to buy, was it Bud Light? Bud Light, wasn't it? So they were influencing people, and people that drink Bud Light that are rednecks said, hey, we ain't buying that stuff no more. You want to do this and want to go woke, we're not going to buy it. And so what we're seeing in our lives all across the United States. I'm not sure about the other places around other nations, but what I do know about the United States, because I live here, is the left is in trying to influence you in the wrong direction. Okay? There's some people on the right-hand side that will influence you in the wrong direction as well. You need to be knowing what you're listening to and knowing what you're influenced by. So what influences you? What really influences you? Does bowling influence you when you watch a bowling video? Yeah, teach you inspiration how to throw the ball. I'm influenced when I go bowl with Wes because he teaches me things that I don't know. Right? So I'm influenced by some of that. But what am I influenced about my life? In my life, what am I influenced by? How do I get influenced? Today, it used to be back, so when you guys were young, Some of you guys were young. How were you influenced? Because I remember as a kid, and you probably do too, that we had to go turn a TV. Remember, we had to turn a TV. That we were the remote, right? Us kids were the remote. Now, I don't know how it was when you guys were kids. Who was the remote? You turned the radio, right? You had the radio, right? The tube radio or whatever it was. But you were starting to be influenced by the media. Today there is so much influence on your smartphone. So much influence. If you're on any type of social media, it doesn't matter what platform you're on social media, there is some type of influence that comes across that screen. Without a doubt, what are you listening to? What are you being influenced by? What is your algorithms that you watch? If you would turn on your smartphone today and go to your social media page today, what would be the first thing that came up? That's probably what you're influenced by. I don't recommend you do that in church. But I hope that even as I said my shirt was white, but it's speckled, there's things in my life I need to clean. I'm trying to be purified before the Lord, but this is the place where I get purified, at the altar, a place of dying. There's things in my life that need to die. I'm so much better than I was because I'm being changed from glory to glory to glory. Each one of us are better than we were. Unless we allow the influences of the world to overtake our desire. Because what happens is there's a desire in our hearts that whenever we flip on this influencers and we flip through these things, oh, it automatically attracts like a magnet to your heart. Just saying. So before this war began in Iran yesterday, what was President Trump doing? Anybody know? He started moving our military, our ships, around and circling the Gulf, the Strait of Hormuz, and started placing our people around Iran. What was he trying to do? Influence. He was trying to influence the mullah? Ayatollah. They were trying to influence him to say, hey, we don't want any nuclear power. We don't want you to have any nuclear bombs. We're trying to tell you to step down as a regime. You need to step down. You're killing your people. You're killing thousands of people. Been slayed in their own cities. Thousands of people. He's influencing. He's putting pressure on the Ayatollah to stop. And there come to a point where Ayatollah was not going to, he was going to resist no matter what. So he brought influence, but it's at the decision of the person being influenced if they take the influence or not. So as you go through social media, it's at your discretion if you choose yes or no. Right? So, a couple things. How is my body and soul and spirit reacted to what I am being influenced by? How does your body and soul react to the things you're influenced by? Negative or positive? Depends on what you're influenced by. It depends on where you go, where you party. It depends on what you do in your life. So your body physically will be transformed somehow by the influences that you're seeing on TV. So women, there's probably things on there about makeup, there's probably things on there about wrinkles, all this stuff, right? You could probably find some influencer out there that's going to talk about wrinkles, talk about body styles, talk about all kinds of stuff that you're influenced by. I'm going to buy this new thing, right? I'm going to buy this new thing. Men, we're like, oh, look at those tools. We need them too. I need that tool, right? We're influenced. Man, that tool works really good. You ever have a strip bolt? You know, a strip nut you can't get off. It's like, son of a gun. Now what am I going to do? Well, they make a tool for that. Right? And I get excited when I got a strip bolt and I have that tool. That's why us men have all kinds of tools in our garage. Right? We might need it sometime. Even though we don't have a strip bolt at the moment, we know we're going to have one down the road. So I got to buy that tool. Just telling you, ladies. Sometimes we have to spend money to fix things. A pair of shoes, you might need someday. Ice cream is everywhere. So what I'm seeing is you guys are influenced by a lot of things worldly. I haven't heard anything like, man, I've been really listening to the things of God. I have been listening to this pastor. I've been going over your messages. I've been really reading my Bible. I got this guy that's really influencing me in the understanding of the Word of God. I haven't heard that yet. Put it on TV. Okay. How does it influence our soul? How does the things we watch influence our soul? What's our soul? Mind, will, and emotions. How is your emotions affected by what you're watching or influenced by? So, right. It's all of that. It's all encompassing the influence. And these people, the enemy, right? He is the God of this world. You believe me? The God of the air, airwaves, the small g, absolutely. He is the God of this world. And so he is strategically planting things for you to be influenced by. It might look good on the outside. It might have a title that is really good, but it could be so off. And then you get influenced by it. And then you begin to change your thoughts, your mind, and your emotions because of what you heard. Where is the truth at? It's in the Word, right? It changes our spirit. What's that mean? When we're influenced by things we should not be influenced by or by things we should be influenced by, how does it change our spirit? Absolutely. It does. Exactly. So what's that? Well, how does that, when I get rid of things in my life that hinders me from God, how does my spirit change? It draws me closer to God. So in the spirit part of it, if I'm influenced by negative things in the world, if I'm influenced by the negative airwaves that are coming across, I'm looking at things I should not be looking at or whatever, it does not build my spirit or my character, my will, mind, will, and emotion. It does not build that up. Then all of a sudden it separates me from God, right? It's a separation. The spirit separates from God because we are negatively influenced by things we shouldn't be influenced by. Okay, now if I am engaged in a Bible study and I'm engaged in a home group and I'm engaged in church and I'm engaged in a group of people that are hungry for God, hungry for revival, hungry for things like that, then all of a sudden my spirit draws closer to God. Why? Because I'm being influenced by the things of God. I'm being influenced by His Word. I'm being influenced by the character and nature of God because we are supposed to demonstrate that. Okay? We are supposed to demonstrate the character and nature of God. And if I do not have that influence in my life to reveal character and nature of God, then I'm not doing my part of being the light of the world. Right? We're all lights of the world. Jesus is the light, but He lives within us, so His light shines through us. Oh, I'm going to move through this pretty quick. In today's fast-paced world, we have people making careers out of influence. I don't even know what I was thinking. So influence, there is a nun that has, I don't know how many followers, they said 200,000 or 300,000 followers, a nun. That is that Gen X or Gen Z people are listening to. These young people are hungry for the Word of God. They're hungry for truth. There's all kinds, I think, Ronaldo is the number one influence. Anybody know who Ronaldo is? Ronaldo is a soccer player. Okay? Ronaldo is a soccer player that all these kids just love. He's a really good soccer player. And Olin goes around like, whatever this is. He does it. Yes. Whatever that means. So the guy makes a goal. He goes like this. So Olin runs around. He's being influenced by this soccer player that he doesn't even know. Owen likes soccer because of this guy. He's influenced. How did he get influenced? Are you influenced by your surroundings? So listen to this. No names, but a child goes to his mom's house and is influenced in a way. Child goes to his dad's house, influenced a different way. Child goes to school, gets angry or upset with a kid or a girl, young girl or young boy, and he acts what he's been influenced by. Most of the time, the enemy side of it comes out. Because what they are used to seeing, they act it out. Right? Have you ever acted out what your mom and dad used to do? Yeah. Yeah. I say, daggone it. Owen says, daggone it. And he knows when to say it, you know. Because he's influenced by our actions. Influencers are making a career out of doing influencing people like you and me. Because people have so much time on their hands, they're scrolling. Right? There's prophets all over the nation that tell you prophecy every day. They're not even telling you, they're just giving you prophecy of what they think they hear. Because half of it even came true. What's the true level of a prophet? Things come to pass. You know, the prophets in the Bible didn't prophesy every day. Very seldom did they prophesy, but when they prophesied, it was mark on. It was right on track, right? And so we are people that navigate, so we really want the spiritual things of God. We want the things of God. We want to know what the future is like. And so we get on these prophecies and we just listen and listen and listen and listen. It's like, did you hear what this guy said? And did you hear what this guy said? Did you hear what this guy said? And I don't know if they all line up or not because I don't listen to them. I get my truth from the Word of God. I get my truth from the Word. And that's the only place that we can get the truth from God. I might say some things here and there that I really feel the Lord is saying, and I really feel it. But you got to take it and you judge it. You take it and judge it. Put it before the Word of God. What I do know is there's a revival coming. What I do know, the Spirit of God is coming in our building because signs and wonders are showing up. There's something happening in the atmosphere of Calvary Temple. I don't know if you know it or not, but I'm telling you what, don't leave too early. I've seen God work late when nobody's in the building. You want to see miracles? Hang around in the presence of God and you're going to start to see things. I'm calling you guys to a revival spirit. I'm calling you to a place of a revived atmosphere. It's what you used to have. It's not an awakening in your life because you're all saved, but it's a revival that says, you know what? We're going to see the things of God come to pass. And oh, happy day. I am so excited for what God's going to do in the future. We have people, that's what's going on with Travis. He's got this revelation of a revival, and he's getting excited because the Lord has showed him and revealed some things to him. We have people that have changed our children. You've probably seen it in schools where they want to dress up as dogs and cats. I seen something the other day that they have over in Europe that they have this play day for people to dress up as who they think they are. They're running around with like cats and dogs hanging in trees, doing all this stuff. It's like, this is cat and dog day, animal day, whatever it is. But this is the influence that people, our young children are getting. And the United States is allowing, the parents are allowing them to be influenced by these things that are demonic. Because it changes their identity on who they are. You got to know who you are. Our kids got to know who they are. Just like Owen this morning, he's ready to take his word. He can't read his word. He can't read that Bible. I'm telling you, he can't read it. But he knows there's something about that word because we're saying you bring it to church. You bring it to church. You open it up. We're opening it up. There's something that we're influencing in his life. All through the scriptures, we see that the Jewish people were influenced by demonic realm, right? We see them influenced by all through scripture. So Joshua takes them into the land of milk and honey. And they fight these battles. They get their places. They get their territory. And then what happens? The people that they didn't kill, what do they end up doing? Yes, they started to intermingle. And then what did they do? They started worshiping other gods. They were influenced by what the other style or other people were doing. I kind of want to do what they're doing. Yeah, I kind of want to go live in the tavern because I just want to hang out with those people just a little bit. I want to just kind of be like them. I want to infiltrate what they're doing. But here's my explanation for that. Here's what people will say. Well, I'm going to go to those places because I'm going to bring the gospel to them. I'm going to bring God's good news to them as I live like they do, as I eat the things of the idols. Because what the Jewish people were doing, they were eating things like the idols. They were actually sacrificing their children. That's how bad the influence got, that they actually sacrificed their children. And God said, I've had enough of this. And then he would pull them out and he would crush them in a way, and then he'd restore them back for a revival, and then all of a sudden he'd pull them away again because they would fall away to the influence of the other nations. And the enemy has done this time and time and time again, over and over and over again. As he is doing it today, he is doing it in our nation today, he is pulling people away from God. He is pulling them away. 1 Corinthians 8, Paul is talking to the people because they've been influenced by idols. This is New Testament. This is New Testament, okay? That they were eating food to the idols. Even though, here's the thing, even though they had the freedom to eat anything they wanted. They had the freedom to eat whatever they wanted. But Paul said, because you have the freedom, because you have freedom to do the things that are okay to do, not eat things of the idols, but eat any water food you wanted to eat, the people that are not mature in their walk with me will say it's okay to live like that. And so what we're trying to say is, don't influence the people that don't know, the immature. Don't influence, because people are watching you. I'm telling you what, they're watching you. You say you go to church. You say you live for the Lord. You wear the shirt. You wear the titles. You wear the things on the back of your sweatshirts and stuff like that. People are watching you. How do you influence the nation? How do you influence our city? How do you influence our territory? How do you influence the places that you attend? How do you influence the place that you work? How you act. It's not just wearing a shirt. It's how I live. How I forgive. How I love. Because I'm going to tell you what, those people are looking for you to fail. They are looking for you to fail to give them reason not to serve God. In our opening scripture in Matthew, verse 3, it says, blessed. Right? The Bible says, blessed are the poor. Listen to this. Blessed in Aramaic is the word is tuohon. Tuohon. T-O-O, way, on. And here's what it means. What does blessed mean to you? You're just blessed, Sandy. You're just blessed. What's that mean? That God has blessed you with everything? Favored. Here's what blessed means in Aramaic. It means enriched, happy, fortunate, delighted, blissful, content, and blessed. Tuohon implies great happiness, prosperity, abundant goodness, and delight. Tuohon means to have the capacity to enjoy union and communion with God. A little deeper meaning than just being blessed. It gives you the capacity to enjoy union and communion with God. Total reliance on God is the doorway into the kingdom realm. Total reliance on God is a doorway to the kingdom realm. How many want to live in the kingdom? Where's this kingdom at? Right here. He said it's here, at hand. It's right before us. The kingdom of God is here. I'm telling you what, the kingdom of God is in Terre Haute, Indiana. It's not just this church. It's in other churches. But the kingdom of God is here. It's tangible. If you can see signs, wonders, and miracles, I'm telling you what, you are in the presence in the kingdom of God. And here's the thing. Church with no influence is just a building and just people coming together. This is why our children are walking away from the gospel. This is why our kids and all the kids in the times past have walked away from the gospel, because there is no demonstration of the kingdom of God. There is no demonstration at all. There is no influence of the kingdom of God. There is no influence to do anything better than just come in and sing some songs and then walk out the door and then hear their parents or someone else say things that they should not say. Live like they should not live. So, is what I'm being influenced by drawing me closer to the Father or pushing me away from Him? So, whatever we're being influenced by, is it drawing me closer or pushing me away? When Jesus started his earthly ministry, he used what is set on the very... Oh, I can't even read. So when he started his earthly ministry, he said basically what this says in Isaiah 61. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to preach the good tidings to the poor. It kind of goes along with Matthew 5, 1 through 16. He came to preach good tidings. It's the word. He came to preach the word to the poor, to influence them, to influence the people that are poor, that don't have the gospel. It's not poor in a state of financial things. It's poor in the knowledge of the gospel. You're either rich in it or you're poor in it. And so he says, I come to preach to the good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance is of our God, to comfort all who mourn. Jesus said, I am here to set you free from the influence of Satan through the word spoken or proclaimed. John 1:1 says, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him, nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness could not comprehend it. This is where we are supposed to shine in the darkness and influence the world. We are supposed to influence the world. Being the light, I'm going to run through this real quick. Being the light with influence. Your lives are like salt among people. But if you like salt, become bland, how can you your saltiness be restored? This is Matthew 13, or 5 through 13. Flavorless salt is good for nothing and will be thrown out and trampled on by others. Your lives light up the world. Your lives got to light up the world. For how can you hide a city that stands on a hilltop? You can't. Unless there is no light in the city. And who would light up a lamp and hide it in an obscure place? No one, because you want to see the light from the lamp. That's why you light the lamp. Instead, it's placed where everyone in the house can benefit from its light. So don't hide your light. Let it shine brightly before others so that your commendable works will shine as light upon them, and they will give their praise to the Father in heaven. So all source of influence comes from our media, what we contact, what we watch, what we listen to, what we read on social media, experts, power. It all powers our life. It's what powers our life. It's what do we listen to, what are we influenced by, the music and all this stuff. It also is in our relationships. Friends, family, peers shape our values and belief. Think that's true? Friends, family, and peers shape our beliefs. Our environment, the places we spend our time. Where have you, in the last week, where have you spent your time? Don't answer. Don't answer. The places we spend our time and culture, we immerse ourselves in these direct impact in this and call spiritual growth. Where we spend our time, the people I hang around with, Tabby, people I hang around with will directly directly make me someone else. The people I spend my time with, the places that I attend, will directly influence who I am. Right or wrong, it will happen. It doesn't matter where I go, wherever I go will directly influence me. Wherever you've been, Alexa, it's going to influence you. If you need a stove and you go looking for stoves, you're going to know a lot about stoves. You're going to be influenced by stoves. Just the way it is. If you go looking to have fun and I decide to go to dance halls, David, you like to dance? Want to go to the tavern and go dancing? Why? You don't want to be influenced by the people at the tavern, even though I have the light of God inside of me. Because I will be eventually influenced by those people if I continue to go there. It's just what it is. If I go to a church that doesn't believe the way I believe, and I start to attend there occasionally, what will happen to what I understand? I will get confused. Yes, it is, because I'm listening to their teaching. So I'll be confused on, now what I believed, is that true? Or is what they're saying true? So I'll start to get confused on my understanding. So where do I get the knowledge to get the truth? The Word. Where do I live my life at? In the Word. Every day, Sonny talked about this morning, fill up. Get full. Get abundantly full of the Word of God. Danger of negative influence. We don't even know if we need to go there. Bad company, right? We know that. The Bible warns us surrounding others, ourselves who follow, who folly leads to destruction. Proverbs 13:20 says, he who walks with wise men will be wise, but the companion of the fool will be destroyed. Mirroring wrong actions, our habits, our cast shadows in others, especially children, as they follow our, as they follow what we do. The power of intentional influence. We need to choose wisely. Spend our time with people who have godly habits, positive attitudes. Cultivate inner life. Manage your own heart. How many manage your own heart? When you think of things, take it captive. Manage your inner place in this inner world that to ensure you are rooted in the Word of God, rather than just reacting to external pressure. Be a godly example. Live a life worth imitating. Live a life worth imitating by letting the love of Jesus flow through you. We need to be the light of the world. So I'm just going to close here because I'm not going to get too deep in it because I think you understand what influence is. So if you don't know, I've been trying to influence you. Do you believe that? I've been trying to influence you for the last, I don't know how many years. But here's the problem. I knew the Word, I know the Word, and I can preach the Word. And there's some things that are on my heart that I hold dear. And in the last year, 2-3 years, I've been trying to influence you into revival. Okay? Trying to influence you into revival. Because I'm being influenced by revival. I'm being influenced by the books that I read on revival, history of revival. I'm being influenced on the things of God. I'm being influenced on the miraculous things of God. You remember when I brought a case of books in here? It says, Unless We Pray. Remember that? Some of you haven't got that book, but I'm going to get it to you. I just gave the book to my sister the other day. She said, wow, I wish I'd known this. I said, don't let the enemy try to destroy. See, her husband died. Because the book tells you, we need to pray. I've been influencing, trying to influence you in the pray. You know where the miracles are coming from? It's not just coming in and sitting in the seat. I'm telling you that right now. It's coming after a people that are seeking God's heart. It's coming after a people that are falling on their face before God and said, I want to see your face, God. I want to see your supernatural glory, God. I want to see it. I want to see it. I want to see it. So what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to influence you as a people to come before God and be, because here's the thing. We want to influence the nation. We want to influence our city, right? How do we influence our city? A small church like us. It's hard for us to have these, to be this big impact influentially. We might not have the money. We don't have the finances to do all that stuff. We don't have the people, resources, and all that stuff. But what I do know is I don't have to influence anybody. Testimonies come forth. How do testimonies come forth? It's because the presence of God comes in a room. I let him influence you. But it takes the people at a cost to pray for those miracles. I'm going to tell you right now that North Georgia Revival, I'm going to call it North Georgia Revival because that's what it is. They're coming to our church. August 6th and 7th. And what I'm telling you is I'm praying for miracles and signs and wonders. Most of you that are going to work that and baptize people and pray for people, are going to experience miracles like you've never seen before. Why? Because we've been praying and seeking God. I'm praying for the lost that come in this door. There's going to be people that come in here with cancer. Are you ready for that? Are you ready for miracles to show up? Because they already are. I've been trying to influence you in these things that are influencing me. What's in my heart is coming out, and that's all I can give you. I'm influenced by the Word of God. I'm influenced by how He treats me and acts towards me and how He loves me. I'm influenced by Him. Get influenced by the Lord. So if you would look back as we close this morning, if you would look back the last 6 months, just go back 6 months in your mind. Just think back in 6 months where you were at 6 months ago. Were there influences in your life leading you to Jesus? Or was you compromising in your influences? Second thing is, has your mind, will, and emotions been influenced by your friends in the last 6 months? Are they leading you toward or away from God? If they are leading you toward God, then you keep those friends. If you have friends that are leading you away from God, time to get new friends. Because what I'm trying to tell you is it doesn't matter where you think you are. It doesn't matter where you think you are and where you stand. If you allow yourself to be hang around, walk with, converse with people that are going to lead you down a negative influential way, you'll eventually compromise your walk with the Lord. Without a doubt, you will eventually compromise. It might take you 10 years. It might take you 10 months or 10 days. I walked with a guy one time, good friends. As a mentor, I thought he was my mentor, somewhat of a mentor. I walked with him for a good long while. We hung out with him. Kids knew each other. And I didn't know it, but they started to drink. And they were doing it around me, and I didn't know it because it was like in a different glass, and I was dumb. Being dumb. Then all of a sudden one day they said, "Hey, you want a beer?" And I thought, that's weird. A beer? I quit drinking. It caused me a lot of headaches. Got out of that stuff. I'm walking my life towards Christ. I'm growing leaps and bounds in the kingdom of God. And it's just like the enemy. It is just like the enemy. I'm telling you, it's just like him. Let me throw a little bit of this at you. Let's see how you react. You know how I reacted? First time I said no. The second time I said no. Around the third or fourth time I said, "Yeah, I'll take one. I'll drink one with you." Because it took a lot of influence to change me. It's okay, you know, they give you the words, it's okay, it's just an adult beverage, right? This went on for, I don't know, how long did it go on? 6-8 months? We weren't in leadership or none of that. We were not in leadership or anything like that way as far as pastors or anything like that. We was on the board. We was on the board of Calvary. But it made it so it was like, it's no big deal, Lance, it's no big deal. Me and Tammy got talking about it and said, "You know what, we came out of this. And all this is going to do is make us go back the way we don't want to go." Stopped. Completely. We don't need that. We severed the relationship. Relationship severed. Why? Because I don't need that influence in my life. Sometimes, yeah, you'll have to find new friends. Absolutely. Sever the relationships. All right. We're going to have communion. Because you know what? It is a happy day. It is a happy day. So I'm trying to tell you, influence will change you. Influence, be around people that will influence you towards God. Be around people that will draw you into Him. That will change your whole life. Not only change your life, but it's going to change the ones that walk through these doors. I'm seeing God move in ways that I dreamed of. I've had dreams of and experienced of in dreams and visions. I'm seeing him move in that way. Fire on the building is going to be here. He said it. He told me. I'm just stirring the coals. As Steve said last week, I'm just shoveling coal. Shoveling coal.